Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Hope your Thursday's going great so far. We're going to have a complete check on all your futures coming up with Tom Loeffler, and he's going to join us when we come back right after this.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear. Cattle marketing on your terms.
Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock here today. Why don't you kind of recap just how the cattle and the hogs finished yesterday?
Well, Dave, we saw yesterday our livestock complex have mixed trading. Feeder cattle and live cattle were both up and down throughout the session. By the end of the day, live cattle were a little bit on the negative side, feeder cattle on the positive side. Now, they both made new lows for the week yesterday. Cash cattle trade in Iowa, Minnesota this week, starting off already $3 lower than last week. We saw choice box beef 24 cents lower yesterday. Select boxes down $1.41 on a total movement of 172 loads. Cattle kill estimated 109,000 head. The cash feeder index was up 10 cents. Now, the lean hogs yesterday were very impressive with upside as they had mostly triple-digit gains, and new highs for the current move were made in the October and December contracts. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, 10 cents lower. October feeder cattle, 97 cents higher. And October lean hogs up $1.80.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's check out these grains here this morning. And, well, it looks like the grains finished mostly lower at the close yesterday.
Unfortunately, that was pretty much the order of the day yesterday, Dave. Negative trading for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, as was the close yesterday. But the good news was a late session rally did pull the corn and the soybeans well off their lows of the session by the close. Now, for the third time in the past four sessions, the Kansas City wheat made new contract lows. World wheat prices continue to fall and are pulling the U.S. wheat prices lower with them. Now, today and Friday, the markets are closed in China for a national holiday, so we won't hopefully be seeing any influence from them next few days. Our markets will be closed on Monday for Labor Day. Now, at the moment, our December KC wheat's up a quarter of a penny at 475. December corn down 2.5 cents at 365. November soybeans also down 2.5 at 871.5. Our December cotton is 7 points lower. October crude oil this morning up 8 cents. We're looking at September dollar index 2 cents higher. September Dow Jones futures holding 67 points higher this morning.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. We'll look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here on this Thursday morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.